This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. forces have conducted a fifth strike against Iranian-backed Houthi rebel military sites in Yemen. The action Thursday comes as President Joe Biden acknowledged that the American and British bombardment had yet to stop the militants' attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have disrupted global shipping. U.S. Central Command said the latest strikes destroyed two Houthi anti-ship missiles that were, quote, aimed into the southern Red Sea and prepared to launch. Biden said the U.S. would continue the strikes, even though so far they haven't stopped the Houthis from continuing to harass commercial and military vessels. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. The United Nations says Palestinians are dying in hospitals every day as an estimated 60,000 wounded overwhelm the remaining doctors. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A health emergency expert says Gaza's remaining hospitals can't deal with the estimated 60,000 injured people, with more arriving each day. Two health professionals who recently left Gaza describe overwhelmed doctors trying to save the lives of thousands of wounded people amid collapsing hospitals that have turned into impromptu refugee camps. The World Health Organization's Sean Casey, who left Gaza recently after 5 weeks of trying to get more staff and supplies to the territory's 60 partially functioning hospitals, has told a news conference that he saw a really horrifying situation in the medical units as the health system collapsed day by day. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO will launch next week its biggest war games in decades, with around 90,000 personnel set to take part in months-long military exercises. Quote, Steadfast Defender 24 is aimed at showing Russia that the alliance is determined to defend all of its territory. The exercises come as Russia's war on Ukraine bogs down. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.